Welcome to the Tell Us Something podcast. I'm Mark Moss, your host. Tell Us Something seeks to celebrate the craft of live storytelling. The Missoula community comes together for a night of shared stories, told live, focused on a theme. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours? This quarter's Tell Us Something was recorded on October 9th, 2012, at the Top Hat and features 8 storytellers telling a story based upon the theme forgiveness. This week's story comes to us from Christy Hager and is titled 11-11-11. Thank you for listening.
I was impressed with the number of people who got in line at last year's Veterans Day gathering to take their turn at saying something specific and personal out loud in public. How does that work? Well, they felt safe enough to accept the Master of Ceremonies' invitation to pick a flower from the buckets that were around, place it on the ground in front of the podium, and say whatever they wanted to into the microphone. I watched, I listened, and I hesitated. And then I picked out a white carnation and joined them. Big, deep, just endless tears felt good. And I managed to place the flower and then say what I needed to say. A reporter caught up with me as I was pulling myself together at the edge of the courthouse lawn. And she asked, "Who are you honoring today?" Well, that, you know, post-meltdown buzz was helping me out by then. And so I answered painlessly, "I don't know his name, but he's haunted me for over 40 years. Well, she looked curious, but she didn't follow that lead. But I had to. I followed it down a haunted rabbit hole that led me to West Philadelphia in the spring of 1968. I'm in my last semester of college in the city of Brotherly Love, so named by William Penn and his fellow nonviolent Quakers. We are the Quakers, as in go Quakers. And the anti-war riots are really heating up on campuses, including mine. And in April, Martin Luther King is assassinated. It's really tense for days. I lay low after neighborhood kids throw rocks at me. In May, Columbia University is under siege. The students are on strike, protesting everything. Weapons research on campus, the draft, the war, all injustice. And I'm with them, but I really don't want things to get that ugly on my campus because I want to graduate. And the moral dilemmas facing my male classmates really blow my mind. Whether to go to war, go to Canada, go to jail, go underground, join the National Guard, or become a true Quaker. And I feel guilty because I don't have a draft card. And I say, yes, burn draft cards, but not the library, because I want to get out of here. Well, my campus doesn't shut down, and I graduate on schedule. I take my my BA in architecture to New York City and become a fashion model. In June, Bobby Kennedy is assassinated. And after that, I don't want to hear about another assassination, another riot, another massacre. I tune all the bad stuff out. And then the riots in Chicago in August are difficult to ignore, but I manage. And come September, I don't have to go back to school for the first time since kindergarten. And I escape into the cult of beauty and the pages of Glamour magazine. Come at Christmas time, I board a crowded train heading home for the holidays, and a young man is coming down the aisle. He's on crutches with a cast on his leg, and there's one empty seat opposite me. He's wearing cords and jeans, looks like a college student, good looking. So I move my bags aside so he can get settled in. And then I point to his cast and say the first thing that comes into my head, skiing accident? And he says, no, wounded in Vietnam. He fills the vacuum with apologies. He apologizes for being a soldier. He apologizes for going to Vietnam. He apologizes for getting wounded. I think this is so wrong. Please, please stop apologizing. You're hurt. But my protests have no effect. And he gets quiet. I get quiet. The train starts moving. I stick my nose in the latest Vogue. And my mind is spinning, trying to figure out how to make this right. But then his stop comes, and he's getting up to leave. And I'm desperate to say something real and authentic, but I've got nothing. And so as he's walking away, I say, have a nice Christmas. I never came up with the right words a half hour later or a half a day later or even a half a lifetime later. The gulf between me and those who go to war just got wider. I remained a peacenik, but I always felt bad and wrong for shutting down and not being able to face anyone in uniform. But last November 10th, I was listening to a Veterans Day special on our public radio station, and I heard Betsy Mulligan Day, the director of the Jeanette Rankin Peace Center, and Dan Gallagher, our veterans advocate, discussing the long-lived animosity between peace activists and veterans. And Dan described just what it felt like to have people holding the peace sign shouting hideous names at him when he came back from war. And Betsy says she was truly sorry that happened to him or any soldier. And they agreed that what they both really wanted most was peace, even as they disagreed on how to get there. And Dan invites Betsy to speak at the next day's veterans gathering. She accepts. And I think if they can do that, I can at least show up. And I don't know why, but I know I have to go there on the 11th day of the 11th month, in the 11th year, at the 11th hour. I was a mess when I placed that white carnation. But I was steady when I spoke into the microphone. This is for the young man on the train. I guess after having no words for so long, I needed a ceremony. And I wasn't immediately ready to join veterans for lunch at the Old Post. But it was a start. It was a start that got me to forgive myself. for having no words. And it was a start that got me here to tell you something.
Tell Us Something is brought to you by the bookstore at the University of Montana and the Top Hat Lounge. Tell Us Something would like to thank the bookstore at the University of Montana, a local bookstore serving the students, staff, and faculty of the University of Montana, as well as the general Missoula community. More at montanabookstore.com. The Top Hat Lounge, regularly bringing Missoula great live music. Top Hat Missoula. Fact and Fiction, where books, authors, ideas, and readers interact. Factandfictionbooks.com. Garage Tees, screen printing, t-shirts, and more. Montana is for badasses. Find them at GarageTees.com. Josh Quick, illustration and design. More at QuickJosh.com. Rockin' Rudy's, your source for funky gifts, cards, and music. Rockin' Rudy's, great people, great music. RockinRudy's.com. Thanks to Cash for Junkers, who provided the music for the podcast. They have new music up on their site. Find them at CashforJunkersMusic.com. The next Tell Us Something is scheduled for December 11th at the Union Club. The theme is Misunderstandings. Find us on Twitter at twitter.com/psttellus. That's PSSTTELLUS. And Facebook at facebook.com/tellussomething and at tellussomething.org. Tell Us Something is a quarterly event. Everyone has a story. What's yours?